Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More, better.
Hey, I'm Melissa Fumero.
And I'm Stephanie Beatriz. You may know us from television.
99.
And now we're here with our very own podcast, More Better with Stephanie and Melissa.
Join us as we take on topics like
listening to yourself,
the challenge of self-care,
and making friends as an adult.
We're going to share our struggles.
We're going to speak to experts.
And we're going to share everything we learn with you.
Listen to More Better with Stephanie and Melissa on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Probably the most important part of a first date is your first impression.
Yeah.
And what you choose to do with it. I know for me, whenever I've gone out on dates, when I show up, I offer them to be blood buddies with me.
Whoa!
I put a little slit on my finger and I ask them to do the same and we shake hands. That way I know that I can trust them.
Yeah.
And most women run in fear, but the occasional one sticks around and we have a great date.
Okay.
And Kenny, who's on the phone for a second date update today, also made a very bold move when he was starting his date. I'll let him tell you about it. What's up, Kenny? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. So did you swap blood with your first date?
Please say no.
It wasn't quite that intense.
Please just tell me there's no bodily fluids that were exchanged in the first meeting.
Well, I can't actually say that either.
Oh!
Yeah. Why don't you tell, before we get into your date, tell everybody how you started your date. I thought that was the most interesting part of your email.
Well, we had been talking online for a couple of weeks, so I felt like I knew her. I felt comfortable with her. And this was just the first time we were meeting in person. So when I saw her, I was just thrilled, and she looked so amazing. I went up to her, and I just planted one right on her lips.
Wait, you kissed her as the first, like, you hadn't exchanged words person to
person?
We
didn't even say hi. Yeah, I just went, I was feeling bold, and I went for it.
Was it reciprocated, or were you socked in the face?
She was a little surprised. Maybe I caught her off guard a little, but she was into it.
Okay.
It wasn't like you had never talked, I guess. I mean,
right, yeah. I mean, we had a great, you know, rapport over the past couple of weeks, so.
God, okay. Kenny, you are a sly dog.
You know, sometimes you got to go for it.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to do it. So how did the rest of the date go then?
The rest of the date was good. It was a little awkward when we first sat down. You know, she kept bringing up the fact that I just kissed her right away.
That's all I could think about. I'd be like, oh my God, what did you just do?
Yeah, but I mean, I explained to her why I kissed her. She looked amazing. It was like, you know, in the movies when like time stops, looked so gorgeous. I couldn't help myself. And, you know, I told her that and she seemed flattered by that. So it was good.
Okay, good. Yeah, because that could go one of two ways.
Yes. You know?
Yeah.
And the other way, you definitely would not be continuing your date. So she must have liked it to actually sit down and have a meal with you.
Right, yeah. You know, hit a home run or a strikeout kind of move. So.
And I guess, totally. I mean, you got that piece out of the way. So mm-hmm. I assume once you got past the first awkwardness, things were more relaxed.
Yeah, I think so. And we just talked, you know, it was great. We talked for like an hour, hour and a half, and we got into things like our family and like what our goals are in our careers and in our lives, well beyond the initial small talk type stuff. We had a great conversation. I had a great time.
If it was so great, then why do you think she doesn't want to go out with you again?
Yeah, that's that is a good question. Maybe the kiss was a little too much. And also, the date kind of had a weird ending to it.
It did? Whoa. It wasn't like make out central?
No, it wasn't rom-com quality.
No.
Oh.
So what was weird about the ending?
I walked her out to her car, like as you do, and I saw we had a great time. I was feeling good, feeling confident, and so I went in for another kiss to, you know, bookend it.
Start with the kiss, end with the kiss. I like it.
And you probably weren't even nervous to go in for the second kiss because you had already
done it.
Kissed.
Yeah, we already done it once, you know, had some practice. So I went in, and it was like the thing you don't want to happen as a guy happened. She literally put her hand over my face as I went in and just full-on denied me.
Wow.
To the point to where I thought it was a joke. I like laughed it off. I was like, oh, that's cute. So I was, you know, we were still flirting. So I went back in for the kiss and she did it again.
Wow. She's like, no, I am serious. Get your face out of my face. I'm not interested.
So, Kenny, I think you may have read a lot of the situation wrong if that happened at the end.
Yeah.
Did she say anything to you?
She was just like, I think we already got the makeout portion of the date over with.
Kenny, man. Is there a chance that you're not a very good kisser?
I'm asking myself a lot of tough questions right now.
I'm just saying, like, if she was into it at the beginning and then said that at the end.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I was a little out of practice, sure. Maybe it was a bad kiss. Maybe it was too much too soon.
Yeah. Oh,
and how many times have you tried to call her since then?
Oh, man, an embarrassing amount of times.
Oh, Kenny,
really?
Give us the honest answer.
I mean, the day after, I probably called her 3 times.
Whoa.
In the day.
That's a lot.
Yeah. On one day?
I know. It was driving me crazy. To the point to where I texted her like 4 or 5 times as well, being like, what's going on?
You got 3 phone calls and 4 or 5 text messages.
And Facebook message.
Oh, no.
Kenny, aggressive, man. And now you're calling us. Are you sure you want to do this? I mean, I think that she doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, but I really like her. Like, it just felt so natural and I felt so comfortable with her. Like, I really want to make this work. I really think I really care about this girl. I can't get my mind off of it or off of her.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay, man, hold on. Don't go kiss anybody while we're doing this. We'll be right back.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
You know, I can honestly say I'm a little jealous right now. Yep.
How's
Kenny
that?
Is on the phone to do a second date update. He went out with a girl named Dana, and now she's not calling him back. But he started his date with Dana by just kissing her. They had been chatting online for a while. He showed up as soon as he saw her. He went in for the kiss because he knew it'd be okay because they were both very flirty. She was surprised, but she liked it. But Kenny and I have talked for a while now. Why have we not kissed yet? No. That's how you do it, right?
We're still establishing trust.
I trust you. Kiss me real quick, Kenny. Come on. No. Just a little bit. Ready? I'll go first.
I don't hate
you. Are you going to join me, Kenny?
It's tempting.
Is it, though? Is it really tempting, right, Kenny?
Kenny,
you're a loud kisser.
Kenny, it does suck to get shut down. I know how you feel now since you got shut down at the end of your date by her. It sucks, man.
Yeah, thanks for your empathy.
Yeah, no problem. If you're just joining us, Kenny did do that. He kissed his date right away. And then at the end of the date, after they had dinner, he thought everything was going well, but he went in for a kiss. She stopped him and said something like, hey, we got the makeout session over with already. No making out. He thought she was joking, tried to go back in. She put her hand over his mouth and said no. And he has not heard from her since. He's tried to call her and text her and even Facebook message her a bunch, but hasn't heard a word. So we're going to call her right now. You ready, Kenny?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Hello.
Can I speak to Dana, please?
Hi, this is her.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, from Brooke and what?
No, Brooke and
broken.
Jubal. Brooke and Jubal, it's a radio show.
Okay, why are you calling me from a radio show?
Well, I'm calling you because we got an email about you from one of our listeners.
An email?
Yeah, it's from a guy that you went out on a date with.
What? I'm sorry, I don't understand what's going on.
I know, you're not supposed to yet. I'll explain. So I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, okay?
Okay.
And we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask what happened.
Okay.
So you went out on a date with a guy named Kenny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I know that Kenny has tried to call you a bunch and sent you a bunch of text messages, and he also said he tried to Facebook you, but you haven't responded. So he enlisted our help to see if we could figure out what went wrong on your date.
Look, I really don't feel comfortable talking about my personal life on the air.
Okay. Well, do you feel comfortable just telling us about Kenny? You don't have to go into too many details. Did you like him?
I mean, I definitely have not called him back, and I don't plan on it. Does that answer your question?
We understand that you don't like him now, but did you like him at any point during your date?
No, not really.
Whoa, oh, yeah. Really? I knew he read that whole thing wrong.
Was it because he kissed you as soon as you guys met in person?
How do you know that?
Well, we talked to Kenny.
You talked to Kenny?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He sent us an email saying he really liked you and you're not calling him back. So we had a conversation with him, asked him his side of the story, and then we wanted to find out yours. Was the kiss too much at the beginning?
I mean, wouldn't it be weird to you to kind of have someone try to stick their tongue down your throat in a waiting area?
Not for me, no. Happens
yeah, of course not.
All the time. But again, that's my curse. And I wear it and I embrace it. It would be strange.
Was he really that aggressive with a kiss? It wasn't just like a peck on the lips?
No, it was like full on. He grabbed me behind the neck and tried to go for a full on makeout session. And I was kind of freaking out because it was inappropriate. I mean, there were kids around and everything. Okay. I was just really uncomfortable.
He said that you kissed him back, though. Did you or no?
I mean, I honestly didn't really even know what to do. I mean, this was the first time I'd ever met the guy, and here, within the first 10 seconds, he's already trying to make out with me.
God, I would have pushed him.
I thought about that, but I don't know. I didn't know what to do at the time. Yeah.
He said that you guys continued, though, and went to dinner, and you seemed like you were enjoying yourself. Was that just an act, then?
Well, once we sat down to dinner, he explained, you know, the reason why he kissed me right away was that he thought I was so beautiful. And I guess I thought it was kind of sweet, so I decided to, you know, give him a chance, at least for the rest of dinner.
Okay.
Okay, so you're giving him a second shot. Like, he was a little overeager, obviously.
Yeah. So I guess I kind of forgave him.
Okay, and so did dinner not go as well as he thinks?
It started out okay. The conversation was okay at the beginning, and then there was this family next to us with this little baby, and he's like, hey, check out that baby. The baby's staring at us. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, as they do.
Babies, I know. Yeah. They're always like staring, and it's really rude.
Yeah. They don't get uncomfortable. It's really strange.
Yeah, so then the baby was staring at us like nonstop, which, you know, I thought was kind of cute because, you know, that's what babies do. They stare around and they look at things.
Yeah.
But then he goes, watch this. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what is he going to do? He's already tried to shove his tongue down my throat in the middle of the restaurant. So he flips the baby, the bird.
What?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Did you just say he flipped
the baby off?
Yeah, he flipped the baby off?
That's messed up.
Oh my God.
Why did he flip the baby off?
Oh, no. I don't know.
And that is awful.
Did the parents see him flip their baby off?
No, thank God, no. But I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, is this person crazy? Like, what is wrong with him?
And flipping the bird is so aggressive, too.
Yeah, and he was laughing. Like, oh my God, haha, this is so funny. The baby has no idea. And I didn't know what to do. Do I get up and leave? Do I sit and stay? I was horrified. Like, honestly, I was a little bit angry and a little bit, like, scared. Like, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
What do I do now?
He just told the baby to F off. What is this guy's limit?
I did not tell the baby to F off, okay?
What?
I just gave the baby the finger. What? That's hilarious.
That's the same thing!
What?
Hey, Dana. Dana, that's Kenny. Yeah, Kenny was on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
God.
And now I guess he feels like he needs to defend himself.
I'm sorry.
Calm down, people. Just give me a chance, okay? It's You're making way too big of a deal out of this. I flipped the baby off. That's a joke. Do you not have a sense of humor? That's hilarious.
It's not funny.
What's the worst that could happen? Like, it's not like this baby's going to subconsciously remember that it got flipped off at a restaurant when it was a baby.
What if the parents saw you? And then what? Then you're going to have some dad kicking your butt in the restaurant?
No, they would probably laugh. I think that's hilarious if someone flipped off my baby.
What? Where do you hang out?
What?
I hope you never have children. What are you going to do, flip off your own kids?
The baby smiled. He thought it was funny.
Well, I don't think Dana thought it was as funny as you did, Kenny.
And that was the first date. I can't believe you would even do something. You don't even know my sense of humor, or me, for that matter. So why would you even take the chance?
Oh, my God. Honestly, I've never met a single person in my entire life that didn't think flipping off a baby is funny. It's funny.
In your whole life.
You're hanging out with, but you're crazy.
So wait, Kenny, are you going around flipping off lots of babies then? You're putting this to the trial is what it sounds
going
like.
Going to nurseries? Well,
Only the ones that are asking for it.
Only the ones.
No,
if you're
baby.
Staring too long, yeah. You're getting flipped off
quit
in Kenny's book.
No baby's asking for it, Kenny.
It was a joke, Dana. I was trying to make you laugh. That's it.
Well, flipping off babies is not the way to make me laugh. And honestly, I don't think there's one person in the world who would find that more offensive than I would.
Oh, no.
Dana, did you get flipped off as a baby and you're scarred because of it or something? Like,
oh, my God.
You see?
How are you so sensitive to this?
Honestly, out of all of you, do any of you think this is funny?
No. No, you boys, kind of. No.
It's
not
situational
funny,
for me.
I'm
situational.
I'm in the middle.
Situational. First date, situational. Probably not funny to flip off a baby, but I guarantee you there are some moments where it is funny. Depends on the situation.
Don't bail on me.
I'm not bailing on you, Kenny.
You're on my side.
I'm there with you. I just don't think it was the right situation for it.
Kenny.
Hey, Dana, would you like to go out with Kenny again on a second date? We will pay for it.
Absolutely not.
No.
I'm sorry, yeah. Kenny, but flipping the baby was one too many babies.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Grow up.
Wait, she's the one that needs to grow up, and you're the one flipping off small children.
I'm not flipping off small children, just babies.
All right,
well,
I draw a line.
Well, oh, my God.
Dana, thank you for your time. I appreciate you telling us why you didn't enjoy your date with Kenny.
Oh, my goodness. Good luck, Kenny. Bye.
And Kenny, now you know there's a time and a place for flipping off a baby, and a first date is not it.
Yeah, apparently you can kiss a stranger, but you can't flip off a baby in front of that stranger.
Oh, wow.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 asking a very important question. What's worse, flipping off a baby or crop dusting a baby like I do?
What? Why are you doing that?
I'm going to go with flipping off because crop dusting probably doesn't faze a baby because they're kind of doing that to themselves all the time.
Oh, my good Lord. This is what's wrong with our society.
They asked the question because of today's second date update, in case you missed it. Kenny wanted to call a girl named Dana. They went out on a date. He made a very bold move. When they first got together, he just kissed her right away. Of course, they've been chatting online and flirty, so it wasn't like they didn't know each other. Mm-hmm. They both liked each other, so he thought he'd go for it. She kissed him back. She thought it was a little too much to do that right away, but whatever. She was cool with the date. Anyway, they were eating dinner, talking and stuff, and there was a baby at a couple tables over that wouldn't stop looking at them. You know how babies do. They stare. They're rude.
They're not rude.
They're very rude. Yeah.
No.
They haven't learned their manners yet not to stare at people. But anyway, he thought it would be funny if he flipped the baby off. So he did that and like made a joke about it. She didn't find it funny at all. So she wasn't calling him back because she thought he was a horrible person who flips off babies.
Well, he is. That's the thing. I mean, he is. And the best part is he didn't apologize for it.
No, because he thought it was funny.
He never said like, well, I'm sorry you were even offended. Like, yeah. he never even took that apology
like,
route
yeah,
for it.
Babies get flipped off.
He's
what's
like,
the deal?
Yeah. If you are a baby in my presence, you're getting the bird. It's hilarious.
And he totally missed an opportunity. Like, as a single guy out on a date, your opportunity to be like, hey, I'm great with kids. Let me show you. Make this baby laugh. Yeah. I'll do a funny
See, that's
face.
That's a good setup for it. I'm great with kids. Let me show you. Then boom, flip the baby off. That makes the joke funnier. There's a lot of women texting it at 78592, though, who like it. Like this one, it says, oh my God, I'm dying. I would date Kenny. That's hilarious. I love his sense of humor. And of course, there's also a lot of people offended saying babies should never be flipped off. It's very split. You know, it's always very split down the text board on these second date updates.
I don't get what the joke is. Like the baby doesn't do anything, so then it gets the bird?
Yeah, kind of. Like, hey, baby. What are you staring at?
Stupid baby doesn't even know what it means.
You don't even get what I'm doing to you right now because you're dumb. You're a dumb baby and your brain isn't formed yet. And you haven't learned things, idiot.
That is some highbrow humor.
See?
You're right.
Yeah,
you're
that's where the comedy
God,
is.
God, man.
Text in 78592. Funny or not to flip off a baby? That's the topic of discussion right now. All right, remember, Young Jeffrey's Song of the Week is coming up in just a few minutes at 8:10.
Moving 92.5.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning. And now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More, better.
Hey, I'm Melissa Fumero.
And I'm Stephanie Beatriz. You may know us from television.
99.
And now we're here with our very own podcast, More Better with Stephanie and Melissa.
Join us as we take on topics like listening to yourself,
the challenge of self-care,
and making friends as an adult.
We're going to share our struggles.
We're going to speak to experts. And we're going to share everything we learn with you.
Listen to More Better with Stephanie and Melissa on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.